You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Biggest happy hour in the town, all free every time we do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bayou on the Vine. Developed a nice little crowd. Grown folk coming out after work. Good food.
Well, look, that chicken.
Good music.
Yes, it is.
Good time.
It's going down tonight. See y'all there.
I've been a little nasally last night. Well, actually, it was in the daytime. I was drinking some bourbon because I was trying to...
Bourbon?
Yeah. I was trying to burn the cold out of my chest.
It's your version of a hot toddy.
Yeah, so I had put on Twitter that I was day drinking. And people probably thought I was...
Yeah. Getting slizzard.
Yeah, when really I just been trying to fight back this cold. I cannot be sick. There's too much stuff going on for me to be sick right now.
Yeah, you be all right.
So yesterday, Mayor Sly James made an announcement about the progress or lack thereof at the KCI project at the airport.
Right. Well, we need to get to the bottom of this, Shay.
On the line with Councilman Quentin Lucas, and you've been at the table throughout the entire process of this KCI project. Where are things? We've heard so many rumors that maybe the project is going to be stalled. There's been money problems. We don't know when it's going to begin.
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, I think right now the issue is we're trying to get the airlines to come to an agreement on what the project's going to look like. They're the original ones that were saying we support all of this, we support the new single terminal, all that sort of stuff. And now there are debates over tens of millions of dollars with baggage claim systems. It's like everything in life. It's really about money right now. We're trying to make sure that regardless of what the airlines end up agreeing to, our developer ends up doing, we're making sure that we're not in a situation where the flying public's paying more on every ticket, where there's going to be more cost to the end run user.
What can you say to put the taxpayers at ease right now?
You know, a few things. First of all, like we said a year ago when people approved this, if you don't fly, right, you're not paying for this. So that's step one. If you do fly, though, I think the thing we can say to put them at ease is we're making sure this is still going to be a responsible project. This isn't going to be something where everybody and their mama's cousin is going to be making money on building it and all that sort of stuff. Instead, we're making sure that they stick to the cost estimate at issue. We're making sure the project scope is responsible. But, you know, one thing I will say, the other thing we're going to try to do is make sure we keep the politicians out of it. You know, I've been kind of public with my disagreement with the fact that the mayor sent an email a few days ago saying we're just going to delay it for 6 weeks. What we need to do is make sure we got the experts in the room, because there have been a lot of people who fought to make sure we get this project, make sure that we have a strong minority and woman workforce on the project, and we're going to make sure we hold it to that instead of everybody kind of getting whatever favors and special interests they could out of this, which could blow up the whole thing.
Well, we definitely appreciate you for giving us a little insight on this. I also wanted to ask you about another very serious situation in Kansas City, the return of Eric Berry to the field.
Yeah.
I know you're a notorious Chiefs fan. What are you thinking of that?
You know what? I love my Chiefs, and this is just what the Chiefs need right now. Y'all see, we're putting up a lot of points on the board. We need a tough defense as we go into the playoffs. I'm not worried about Pittsburgh. I'm not worried about New England this year. Our team is going to be solid. Not worried about San Diego. Eric Berry's return could not be better. He's going to get some good. I think the Raiders game is really, in many ways, a practice game because they ain't good at all. Nevertheless, I think Eric Berry's going to be solid. We're lucky to have him back.
My man, Councilman Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Grind. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank y'all. Have a good day.
You too.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623. Look for highs in the mid-40s today. Mostly cloudy. Mostly cloudy in 30 right now. 18th and Vine. Shade, what's popping?
10 alleged gang members have been charged in the robbery of Rihanna's Los Angeles home.
Whoa.
The men also were allegedly connected to burglaries that happened at L.A. Dodgers star Yasiel Puig's house.
Puig? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James' home, too.
Yeah, they've been running roughshod. Chris, you know, remember Chris Brown got his house broken into? The Game had his house. Somebody tried to get into his house. It's crazy in L.A.
They say that this crew has hit more than 24 homes, and they even violated Viola Davis's house.
What?
Yes.
Not the lady with the snot coming out her nose.
You leave that queen alone.
I've forgive you.
You leave her snot bubble alone. That is a great actress.
They going under the jail, though.
So the Christmas season is in full swing now, of course. The lighting of the iconic Rockefeller Christmas tree happened yesterday. I tuned into NBC thinking that my show This Is Us was coming on, and to my shock, there was a Christmas special. It was good, though. I really enjoyed the performances. Diana Ross got out there and did a little medley. We got a little bit of that? No? What about Ella Mai? She performed Donnie Hathaway's version of This Christmas.
This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.
She can really sing.
There was one little piece in the second song she sang that it was just a little pitchy, dog, but she did her thing, and I was very, very pleased.
Well, you know my favorite Rockefeller performance of all time is, right?
What?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule?
Yes.
You know, we got to get our Morning Grind Christmas special together.
Oh, man.
You know, we did it last year. It was really good. Shouts out to Asa Barnes. He came in and sang. Spread some of the talent around, see what's going on, and see if we can get to come up and sing a little ditties for us.
Let's get it.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
The guy at my job got mad at me because I didn't want to participate in the Secret Santa. Now, if they're not going to give me what I want, I can't get mad at me because I don't want to participate. I need somebody to put something on the light bill and my car note due before Christmas. Ain't nobody going to give me none of that. So you can't get mad at me because I don't want to participate.
So you don't want that little Bath and Body Works candle set. So you good on them candles.
I want no gift card. I want somebody to put something on the light bill. And I want somebody to help me with my car note.
Man, this is my type of guy right here, Brian. Because he keep it all the way real.
You better be thankful somebody want to get you something for Christmas.
No, you don't got to be thankful. I'm with him. I fell out with a chick over a Christmas gift in the Secret Santa one year. We ain't never speak again. I'm with you.
You don't have to speak to her no more, and you shouldn't judge yourself because you don't want to speak to her.
That's
she
right.
She should have came with a better gift.
That's exactly what happened. I came with a real gift, and she came with that bunk gift. And I was like, I spent more. We never talked again.
See, you understand me, Shay.
I do. I get you, my brother.
So what was you planning to get your person that you was going to be assigned for Secret Santa?
I wasn't planning on getting him nothing.
Nothing. He don't want to do it. I get him. He ain't doing it. They wasn't getting nothing.
Oh, man. All right, who is this?
Hey, this
is
Big Q.
All right, Big Q. Appreciate you. Have a good one, brother.
Hey, man, y'all have a good one. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Congratulations to Anthony Callahan and Ira Soleil. They're going to the hip-hop Nutcracker tonight.
Woo!
The Arbus Bank Theater. Thanks to my friends at Metro by T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, I learned of the first and only all-black female unit to be deployed overseas during World War II, Brian. The Buffalo Soldiers Museum in Leavenworth was trying to get some money to erect a monument in honor of these brave women. So I gave a little something. You know, it wasn't a whole lot, but it was something. And I got an invitation about 2 weeks ago for the installation of that monument.
Look at that.
It's going to be happening tomorrow. We reached out to Carlton Philpott, the chairman and project director of the Buffalo Soldiers Educational and Historical Committee. He was supposed to be on the show this morning, but we were not able to connect with him. They actually went to pick up five surviving women out of that unit.
Wow.
They're like in their 80s and 90s, Brian.
Still alive. And we appreciate everything that you did for us.
And the crazy part is, on yesterday, a plane landed at KCI. And the windshield was cracked of that plane.
Whoa.
And two of the women were on that plane. So thank God they made it here safely.
Right. That's crazy. I can't imagine that. They done been through a whole lot.
Wow.
They probably could have fixed it.
Child.
What? For real? What? They like, this ain't nothing. Let me get up there. Pilot, move out the way. Let me handle this.
Give me that poly grip in my bag.
See, I didn't say all that, man.
So thank you so much. I'm going to try my best to get down there. Uh-huh. But we've got Toy and Food Drive tomorrow, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it all the way to Leavenworth, but this is really something that I wanted to be a part of because, you know, just the contributions of women and of Black women doesn't get recognized enough. So when we have an opportunity to showcase what we've done, yeah. I want to be there to capture it.
Gotta showcase it.
So maybe I'll be able to get inside the, you know, the jet mobile and get down there and get back in time.
Maybe they'll you know, maybe you have a future in the pilot industry or something. Maybe they could teach you a thing or two.
Maybe.
All right, y'all. Oh my god, Lord Jesus.
Help this young man, Father.
Listen, we got Anita Baker tickets that we give it away in the 7 o'clock hour. Sweet love.
You know, I was tweeting back and forth with her for the last week or two. Yeah.
You couldn't hook that up or nothing?
She told us that we can come backstage, but as far as the interview, she ain't really.
That's good enough.
I want the interview. She was like, you can come and record something, but you'll be gone by the time we get to play it.
Anita Baker tickets coming up next hour. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
25th year of serving the community at the Toy and Food Drive. It's happening tomorrow.
It's going down.
Looking for the entire community to come out and help those less fortunate during this holiday season.
Yes.
We collect money to help. We collect food items to help those who are in need. So we'll look to see you at the Walmart Supercenter on 40 Highway. Mm-hmm. Got an interesting call yesterday out of nowhere. Shouts out to my guy, Kevin Holmes. He said, hey, the U.S. Surgeon General.
Whoa.
Is going to be in Kansas City tomorrow. Do you want him on the show? I said, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty big, Shay.
Dr. Jerome Adams. Let me give you your Navy ranking. Vice Admiral Adams is here.
That's pretty high in the rankings.
I'm trying to tell you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's great to be here, especially on a historic radio station.
That's right.
The oldest Black radio station independently owned in the United States.
That's right.
You all know I had to show up. And you all are jamming this morning. I'm here in the studio, bopping away, dancing. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Flossing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I was shocked.
He's doing the shoot dance. Shoot.
Yeah, shoot. He did. I caught him.
I learned that one from my 12-year-old.
So what are you doing in Kansas City?
Well, I came here to talk to the Medical Society, but one of the things I wanted to lift up is a new CDC report that came out showing that life expectancy is going down for the second year in a row. We know that particularly for communities of color, we've always suffered from disparities, but one thing that we've been able to look forward to is the fact that for every year for the past 50 years, we knew our kids would outlive us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the second year in a row, we can no longer say that.
Wow.
Unfortunately, our kids may not live as long as our parents are going to live. And that's a shocking statistic. But we know it's because largely many folks are suffering from opioid misuse, suicide rates, a lack of health and wellness in communities. And it's one of the things that I'm trying to lift up both across the country, but particularly in communities of color.
Now, we've seen the warnings on the back of cigarettes, you know, the Surgeon General. And I don't want to sound ignorant, but what exactly does the Surgeon General do? Because that's my scope of things.
No, that's wonderful. Many folks know about C. Everett Koop. I'm here in the studio right now for the folks who can't see me in uniform because I lead the United States Public Health Service. Mm. I'm essentially like the head of the Army or the Navy. The U.S. Public Health Service is a branch of the Uniformed Services. But the thing that folks know us about, know the Surgeons General for, is for being the nation's doctor.
Okay.
For going out and helping educate people about what the problems are and how they can respond. And I mentioned C. Everett Koop. He sent out a letter to everyone across America 30 years ago about the HIV epidemic, helping them understand how they can respond. I've sent out a digital postcard. Folks can get it at surgeongeneral.gov, helping everyone understand the steps that they can take to help overcome the opioid epidemic. And it's critically important to me. I'm the Surgeon General of the United States. My brother is in prison. He had unrecognized, untreated mental health issues, self-medicated with tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, and then someone gave him a pill one day. And unfortunately, that rapidly sent him into injection drug use. He stole money to support his habit and ended up with a 10-year prison sentence. And so if it can happen to me, it can happen to any of us. And I'm not ashamed of my brother. He has an illness that can be treated. And I want folks out there to know that they should not be ashamed of their family members, of their friends who are suffering from this illness, but that we do need to make sure everyone has access to evidence-based treatment and an opportunity to recover.
Speaking of opioids, there was a report that came out that said 1.6 billion opioid doses poured into Missouri over the past 6 years. And they're saying that it's enough to give every resident 260 pills. What can we do to try to put an end to this, or at least slow it down?
Well, one of the things we've got to do is just have a conversation about it. You know, I'm here jamming to the music, but I got to tell you all, one of the things that frustrates me are these songs out here talking about popping mollies and Percocets and normalizing taking drugs. Unfortunately, many of these pills are counterfeit and they have fentanyl in them, which can kill you instantly. But in my brother's case, even if they're not counterfeit, even if they're the real thing, they can cause you to become addicted. 4 out of 5 heroin users got started with a prescription opiate that they got from someone else's medicine cabinet. That means the drug dealer isn't some guy out on the street. It's your grandmother, it's your aunt, it's your neighbor who left those unused pills in their cabinet. So that's one thing that folks can do, is make sure they're locking up or getting rid of their unused opioids. Something else that's interesting, we're here in Kansas City. Kansas's overdose rate is half of Missouri's overdose rate. And I was talking with several doctors last night. Many of them think that's because Missouri isn't doing as good of a job of tracking who's getting these opioid prescriptions, these opioid pills. And so folks can pop back and forth across the state line and get multiple prescriptions, which can lead again to injection drug use.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about your Surgeon General postcard, which gives some steps that the listening audience can take to prevent opioid misuse.
That's on the way at 7:38.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Today, look for highs in the mid 40s, mostly cloudy. Right now, you're cloudy at 32 in Lee's Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Shannon Brown, NBA star and husband of singer Monica, is 33 today.
I don't think he played no more.
He doesn't?
Mm-mm.
And what does he do?
Stay-at-home father.
Oh, okay. Regine Carter, daughter of Lil Wayne and girlfriend of, what's the boy name?
YFN Lucci.
Okay, she's 20 today.
Yeah.
Football player Russell Wilson is 30 today.
Uh-huh.
They didn't put husband of Ciara here.
Well, he's established. He's on his own. He's a Super Bowl winner.
You remember Jay Holiday? Bed, bed,
yeah.
Bed. He's 34 years old today.
That's going to be the last song we hear from him since he slandered Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Game is 39 today.
My dog.
And the Kansas City King himself, actor Don Cheadle, is 54.
My dog. Happy birthday, everybody born on November 29th.
Congratulations are in order for another Kansas City area king, A1 Bentley. Apparently, he and his wife, Lyrica Anderson, had they baby.
Congratulations. Now, stop fighting everybody on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yeah, so his sister actually put a post up on the socials saying, congratulations on my brother's firstborn son.
That's
so they had a little boy.
Good.
Yes, sir. So what's this situation with Tekashi 6ix9ine? I haven't really fully engrossed myself into this. What is this?
Racketeering charges. He's in prison and he got denied bail. And his trial was set for September 2019.
So apparently some folks in his crew were setting up to have him murdered?
Whoa.
What's going on?
It's heavy.
So there were some wiretaps that were obtained, and Jamel Jones, also known as Mel Murder, when your last name murder,
right,
kind of.
Just incriminate yourself. Incriminate me, please.
So they got hold to these tapes, and they were saying that they wanted to off him for dry snitching and
wow.
other offenses that they deemed.
It's just a total sad and bizarre situation with this young man, Shay. You know, they had pictures of him before he was who he is now. And he was a, you know, nice little boy and
clean cut guy.
Yeah, clean cut. And now, you know, he just it feels fake to me. It's always felt fake with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just some sort of persona that he's trying to put on. And now you in this real life situation, you behind bars. He's facing life.
This is the situation of life imitating art. People uh-huh. think that you need this persona to be in the rap game. And then when the real situation happens, then you're trying to, oh, Lord, let me abort, Shay, alt, control, delete. Let me get out of this.
It's real life CB4 out here. It's real life MC Gusto. And it's a sad situation for that dude. Completely sad. Does he have to do all that?
Seriously.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We've got the U.S. Surgeon General on the show with us this morning.
An honor and pleasure.
Great to be back in Kansas City. You all be safe out there. Surgeon General's warning, those roads are slippery. I almost fell and busted my butt walking in.
Dr. Jerome Adams, we're so honored that you're here. And you're talking about a serious situation this morning, and that's opioid use and misuse in this country. I saw a video on YouTube of you recounting a personal story of your little brother and his challenges with substance abuse. Take us back to when you realized that your brother actually had a problem. There's one thing to know that somebody's using something, but when you understand that this is serious.
Well, I tell my story about my brother because so many people in the black community in particular, but in all communities, can relate. I'm the Surgeon General. I'm a doctor. And even we missed the signs. We missed that he was having mental health issues that needed to be diagnosed and treated. We missed that he was using marijuana, using alcohol as a way to self-medicate. And unfortunately, you know, he went down this pathway, but I'm determined not to let his life be a waste. I'm determined to do everything I can to create an environment so that when he gets out of prison, he can reintegrate back into society. And I also want to prevent my three kids from going down that pathway in the first place. I talk about taking my kids to see my brother in jail. And there's nothing more painful than watching your 10 and 8-year-old sons get strip searched as they walk through the bars to go see their uncle. But I wanted my kids to hear him tell his story and to know that he had an illness, not a moral failing. And I wanted him to know that, hey, we love you. We haven't forgotten about you, and we are going to be here for you. And I think more of the community needs to do that because, you know, we like to blame other folks, but unfortunately in our own community, we like to write off people as addicts, as junkies, as all those nasty words, and not as people who have an illness, a sickness.
For some folks that's listening who's ahead of the curve right now, and they might suspect a family member, a friend, or they do have a problem with opioids, what are some steps they could take to try to prevent any further damage?
Well, go to my website, surgeongeneral.gov. Many different resources for helping you talk to your kids about addiction. If you suspect that a loved one has a problem, resources for helping get them connected to care, the SAMHSA resource line. And again, go to surgeongeneral.gov as the easiest website to figure out what to do. But the five steps that I encourage everyone to take are to talk about addiction with your family, with your friends at home, but particularly over the holidays. Be safe, make sure you dispose of unused opioids, and take only medications as prescribed. You know, Shay, far too often we'd be like, hey, I got a couple extra of these.
Yeah.
Why don't you take these? No, that is dangerous and it can be deadly. Understand pain. You don't always need a Vicodin or a Percocet to treat your pain. There are many other alternatives, and many of them are much better than opioids, but we're in this mindset that only an opioid is going to be what helps me. And we know that the black community has been undertreated for pain. 62% of people who use injection drugs say they use them to treat pain. So as Surgeon General, I'm lifting up those disparities and lifting up the alternatives. We want folks to know addiction, know that it is a chronic disease, and not a moral failing. And then finally, we want folks to be prepared. I put out the first Surgeon General's advisory in over 13 years earlier this year, helping folks understand that naloxone is an opioid overdose reversal agent that is available in every state. Anyone can carry it, and you can save a life. Just as we tell people to know CPR, we want people to have naloxone available so that if someone around them overdoses, we can save them, because you can't get someone into treatment if they're dead.
Is that the same thing as Narcan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. One's the brand name. Narcan is the brand name. But naloxone or Narcan is available. Go to my website for more information, and you can also get it from the local health department.
I know you've got to go, but I had this quick question. Why so much attention to the opioid crisis? And back in the 80s when the crack epidemic hit, it didn't seem as though there was as much attention brought to that as this.
You know, that is a great question. And I think the first thing we have to do is acknowledge that a wrong was done. But that said, many people, myself included, have been trying for our entire lives to get people to pay attention to substance use disorder and to treat it as a sickness, as a illness. And it's happening now because it's touching people across America. But instead of focusing on what happened in the past, I'm more focused on making sure the resources get allocated equitably, that we don't just lift up communities that are now being affected, but that we also make sure the money, the resources, the diversion programs that send people into treatment instead of jail are available in communities of color, as well as these other communities, these white and rural communities that are now being touched. So yes, it did happen. And you know, as a government official now, I didn't have a part in it, but I still apologize for it happening. But looking forward, I want everyone to know that we're focused on making sure no one gets left behind this time around.
Wow. The United States Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, thank you so much for all the info, and thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you all for having me. You know, it's been a heavy conversation, but I've been jamming too. You were tearing it up with the music. I can tell you, I'm going to be back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Major announcement coming up at 5:12 on the Playmaker Show. Make sure you're in position.
Woo!
Well, this has been a big show today.
Lots been going on.
Had the U.S. Surgeon General in the building. Make sure you log on to KPRS.com at 10 o'clock. You can catch up on that interview. And also visit the Surgeon General's website at SurgeonGeneral.gov. He's got a postcard which gives some tips on how to prevent opioid misuse in the community.
Uh-huh.
So, Sunday?
Possibly. The return of Eric Berry coming up this Sunday as we go to Oakland to face the Raiders. But we got to play this song, Shay. We got to thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really, you going to beatbox? For the first time in 109 days, Eric Berry went and practiced with our Kansas City Chiefs. Shay, it cannot be overstated how big this addition is. The defense desperately needs him. And Andy Reid confirmed that he's back yesterday at a press conference. And we need him so bad, Shay. On the brink of his 30th birthday.
Oh, he about to be 30?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I think next month.
A word? He a Capricorn?
Stop it, Shay. No, Sagittarius, I believe.
Okay.
But listen, this is...
I got a meme.
Oh, no, he is a Capricorn. December 29th.
Yeah, he's a Capricorn like me. Yeah.
But no, seriously, though, we need him so bad with this defense because, you know, it's not the strongest. But with him being back there, providing his leadership and his skill set... Oh, boy, we need him for this playoff push coming up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, coming up at 8:08, we got Robert Townsend. We're going to be talking with the iconic filmmaker.
Yay!
But we've gotten some folks that want us to relive one of our better moments with the Chiefs song in honor of Eric Berry returning to the field, Brian. Run it!
Okay. He got a pick six, juke it, don't get hit. Matt Ryan threw it to him and the Chiefs got a win. Eric Berry, Eric Berry, Eric Berry, Eric Berry.
Hey, hey.
He got a pick six, juke it, don't get hit. Matt Ryan threw it to him and the Chiefs got that win. Eric Berry, Eric Berry.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Before Ryan Coogler and Black Panther, there was a story about a superhero called Media Man.
That's my favorite superhero of all time, Shay.
Brian B. Shotty, help me welcome the icon, Robert Townsend.
Good morning, Mr. Townsend.
Good morning, Shay and Sean. Thank you for having me.
So many Kansas City connections in Media Man. Eddie Griffin was in there. Don Cheadle was in there. And then you had the Kansas City Monarchs was represented in there. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, man, please. I love Kansas City. As a matter of fact, I haven't spent any time there, but I got family that have traveled through Kansas City.
You've established a wonderful career in comedy, in directing, and in starring in films. You've also even done some things recently with the Black Family Channel. What's next for you?
The documentary, Making the Five Heartbeats, is really my personal journey to get the movie made. I saw close to 10,000 actors to be in the film and people that you would not believe who are online. And when you see the documentary, if you love the movie, you're going to love the documentary. So I got that in two theaters. I just finished American Soul for BET. It's the Don Cornelius story and how he created Soul Train. It's going to be powerful, so you got to watch that. And then Love Is on OWN, Oprah's network. I directed an episode last year, and I'm coming
Which
back
one?
To the second episode. After the pilot, I did the second episode. I'm doing another one this year, and then I just finished directing an episode of Black Lightning. And so I'm reoccurring on Black Lightning, and I'm also directing. So a lot of stuff going on. And Heenan and I are working on the Broadway show for the Five Heartbeats.
Wow.
A lot of stuff going on.
Can I be a part of Bird and the Midnight Falcons, please?
Yes, you
Stop
can.
Stop coming around.
He Listen, got those freckles on his face. He'll fit right in.
Hey, my office hours is from 12 to 12. Listen, so I talked to you about this Five Heartbeats. A question that everybody needs to know, and I have my answer, but I need to know it from you. Is it Eddie Kane, K-A-N-E, or is it Eddie Kang, K-I-N-G?
You got to see the documentary for that answer. I cannot tell you. You got to see the documentary. There is a reason. You're right and you're wrong and you're wrong and you're right.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
You going to hang me out on a limb like that?
The thing, I am so proud. Everybody's talking, potentially, this could be an Oscar, you know, nominated film. We'll see. You know, I got my fingers crossed. NAACP Image Award. We had our world premiere last night, and I just had Sherry Shepherd showed up, and Cat Williams came. He didn't cause no confusion. We didn't have a good time. No police were involved. It was just a screening. There were no police involved. But, you know, I'm just happy. I can't wait for the world to see the documentary. You know, it's going to screen in Los Angeles for 1 week, and it's going to screen in New York for 1 week, but the pre-orders of the DVD will go on sale in January and February. So if people, you know, want it and they're a fan of the film and they want to see the documentary, just follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. I'm verified, so it's the real me.
We're talking to an icon, Robert Townsend, this morning on The Morning Grind with Shay and Sean. Take us back to 1991. As you were releasing The Five Heartbeats, did you see this as being the cult classic that it has become?
I was going after a classic. Now, can you make it to a classic? I was giving it everything I had, so now when I see the film is on every Thanksgiving and every Christmas, and people quote lines, and I get people, I'm walking through the airport, somebody goes, gang! And
oh,
I'm like, dude! You know what I mean? So everybody knows, you know, I get people sending me clips, you know, this couple got married, and they did Just in Case with him and his groomsmen. It was the coolest thing I ever saw, Just in Case, and he sang the part that Leon sang. So, you know, it's become a part of the culture, and I'm just, you know, proud that I was able to achieve something.
Shay, we're doing this interview in five-part harmony. Five-part harmony.
There are so many talented people here in Kansas City who may have dreams of becoming a world-renowned actor like yourself. You know, what advice would you give someone who's got a dream and doesn't quite know how to realize it or what path to take?
Well, the only thing that I would say, different times are different now. Your cell phone is really your office. There was a time you have to go to the library to get information. Now you can just say, Surrey, books on directing, Surrey, local comedy club, Surrey. You know, you can get all the information there. The only thing that stops a lot of people from being born is fear. And you got to be able to conquer your fear. That's really the main thing, because now there's, you can make a movie on an iPhone. It's how hungry you are. How bad do you want your dream? We all have 24 hours in a day. What do you do with your 24 hours? And that's the real talk.
Mr. Robert Townsend, you are so important to our history and our culture. Thank you so much for your time this morning and talking to us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for taking time to talk with me and get the word out about the documentary. God bless you guys. And as we say in the Five Heartbeats, I got nothing but love for you, baby.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, man. Blessings.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
824 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Turning cloudy. Right now, you're cloudy at 32 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Child, 10 alleged gang members have been charged in the robbery of Rihanna's Los Angeles home.
Woo, that's heavy.
Now, these men have also been connected in the robberies of Los Angeles Dodger star Yasiel, how do you pronounce that?
Puig.
And LeBron James' house too, child.
The Game, Chris Brown, they've been hit too. See, that's why, you know, you like to talk about my clothes and stuff, but I don't like to walk around looking like a lick. Know what I'm saying?
I mean, That doesn't necessarily mean anything. That could be your only outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my sister told me when I first started dating. She was like, don't pay attention to no dude's outfit.
Uh-huh.
She was like, because that could be his only one. He might have a Gucci belt on and that's all he got. And he have on
You're talking too much right now.
What you mean?
Whoa, brother. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're too loud.
I'm giving the game to the young people.
Chill out.
Young ladies, they need more proof than that. So these guys actually hit more than 24 homes and at least 12 celebrity homes, including an icon, Viola Davis. How can you victimize Viola Davis?
Because she shouldn't have been on the silver screen with that snot bubble coming out. Yeah. No, serious though. Like, they need to be put under the jail though for that.
For real though.
Yeah.
Yesterday began the holiday season with the historic lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center in New York City.
Okay.
A legend in the game, Diana Ross, hit the stage and did a medley of Christmas songs.
It's a happiest season of all.
Sound like Michael Jackson.
No, it doesn't.
Gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
Diana sound good.
Yeah, she does. How old is she now? Like, what, by 80?
Close to.
Yeah.
And LMA delivered a cover of Donny Hathaway's This Christmas.
She didn't do a Christmas version of Boot Up?
No.
This Christmas, the fire side is blazing bright.
Sound good. I ain't gonna lie about that, boy. Ain't got nothing on Mariah Carey, though. You know what I'm saying?
Make my wish come true.
Ooh. That's terrible right there, boy.
Okay, when the Mariah Carey fans...
I'm ready for all the smoke.
Assemble in this parking lot.
How can you argue with this?
Drew.
That don't sound good at all. And she be asking for hot tea.
When they come down here... I'm going to ask them to hold on while I come get you.
What you mean come? So you gonna show me to the wolves? That's what you going to do? Huh? That's what you would do? All right. I got you. I know where you stand.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.